With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Most Americans do not support the length of the war against Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A new AP NORC poll shows that a majority of Americans surveyed believe the military action against Iran has gone too far. 90% of Democrats feel that way, as do about 60% of independents. Republicans are more divided. The polling data show that many Americans are worried about affording gasoline. Keeping the price at the pump down is the rare goal that unites both major political parties. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pakistan, volunteering to broker an end to the war, has sent Tehran a 15-point ceasefire proposal. John Gamble reports so far it seems to be having little impact.
So it remains unclear whether this 15-point plan is going to be enough to try to get to the negotiating table, but these new troop movements, as well as the soon-to-be arrival of more U.S. Marines to the region, again puts up the pressure on Iran as its attacks show no signs of stopping.
That is John Gambrill reporting from Dubai. There's a verdict in New Mexico's landmark social media trial.
A New Mexico jury has found social media conglomerate Meta harmful to children's mental health in violation of the state's consumer protection law. Prosecutors say Meta, which owns Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp, prioritize profits over safety. Attorneys for Meta say the company discloses risks and makes efforts to weed out harmful content and experiences. Jurors found there were thousands of violations, each counting separately towards a penalty of $375 million. New Mexico's case was among the first to reach trial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Lower oil prices have stocks trading higher on Wall Street today. Right now, the Dow is up by 285 points, the NASDAQ up 141, the S&P 500 up by 32. This is SRN News. A new report takes a look at America's LGBT population.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reports that people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender make up about 10% of the U.S. population. Of that group, young adults ages 18 to 29 are the most likely to identify. LGBT Americans are far more likely to vote Democrat and describe themselves as politically liberal. The PRRI poll also finds that 51% of the LGBT community is religiously unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
California lawmakers are considering a bill that would establish buffer zones around houses of worship. That's designed to keep protesters at a distance. The legislation would establish a 100-foot zone around any church, synagogue, or mosque, and it would bar protesters from approaching members of the congregation except with consent. This is SRN News. Personal budgets being waylaid for some TSA workers on the job for over a month now without pay as Democrats withhold funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Sarah Estelle with Gleaners Food Bank in Indiana says the food bank in her town is reaching out to TSA workers.
In Indianapolis Airport, we have about 300 TSA workers who have been working without pay for some time with no end in sight at this point. So Gleaners is doing special distributions for these workers.
Travel disruptions deepened this week as senators raced to try and salvage a proposal that would end the Homeland Security shutdown by funding much of the Department of Homeland Security, including airport workers who are currently going without pay, yet excluding immigration operations that have been the core of the dispute and the reason Democrats have been holding up the budget. More on these stories at srnnews.com.